But first, let's set the mood.
Welcome back to the Talos of Tech podcast, everybody. As you can see, once again, I'm still better looking.
You are, Drew. My goodness. You are just smashing.
That's a nod to the video I made a cameo in. Drew can't be with us today. He is very much enjoying his vacation, even though he has commandeered my studio enough times this week. Nick and I have time to do an episode. It's one we feel appropriate to talk about because we have new products to talk about.
We do. Randy, how are those HomePods minis treating you? Like, oh my goodness, HomePod minis is the name of the game. This show is all going to be about HomePod mini, I'm sure.
HomePod mini and iPhone mini, and for a mini guy, I'm going to feel pretty tall around all my new products.
It's a good way to put it. Yeah. I love my iPhone 12 mini. You got to see my wallpaper, folks. You can't see it on the video. It's the Craig Federighi staring deeply into... I've had it, like, all day, and this is the best one I've had yet. It's beautiful, and it's gorgeous.
This is... Okay, Nick, we'll talk about me later, because I don't think I have anything new to add. We all know how much I fanboy.
I know. You got to do, like, a whole video on it.
The person who was so adamant about the Pro and not doing it, and last minute changing his mind through... You know, Jedi mind trick ways. Nick, please tell me first impressions thought within the last 24 hours of you having this thing.
Well, every time I stare into the deep eyes of Craig Federighi, I fall even more in love at this phone.
He has that effect.
He does, honestly. Craig totally does. This iPhone 12 mini is perfect. I say, as a person who loves stainless steel, who loves 2x telephoto, so much so that we've talked ad nauseum about this for many hours.
To which I agree with you about telephoto, by the way.
Telephoto, and I still think stainless steel is a more premium material, but this is the perfect iPhone. The perfect iPhone never has been matched. This is everything I've ever wanted out of a phone because it's just so small and compact. I might be a big guy. I have large hands, but with the Mini, I thought that they'd be a little bit, like, it'd be a little easier to use, but there's still a little bit of, like, you know, shuffling around and stuff. But overall, it's still so much easier to use than even my iPhone 10, which, at the end of the day, the iPhone 10 isn't a large phone either, or at least wasn't in my opinion. And just the fact that it's so compact and it's so small and it the battery life is the big question mark, but we'll talk about that in a minute. I love it.
Okay. So here's my first impressions. First, reacting to your impressions, I'm glad you... I know what you mean in regards to the premium materials of stainless steel, and I know what you mean in regards to telephoto lens. I don't disagree with telephoto. Now having this... I was outside today taking shots and all that stuff. Here's where everything now falls into place as opposed to the Pro, or even maybe I would say maybe regular 12, which I can't attest. Only you were the one who had a 12, so I don't know. But here's what I found to fall into place. With the Mini, aluminum, flat design, it's a return to form. I'm going to tell you something that I haven't told anybody yet except Brittany, because it was
exclusive.
It happened.
Podcast tidbits here.
She called me because we were on and about and we separated for a little bit. She called me and I'm on the phone just like this. And hold on. I'm going to make sure you can see me in this too, Nick. I'm on the phone just like this. And subconsciously, I thought I was holding a 5S because when I hung up, I was like, okay, I'll see you soon. Bye. And she hung up. My finger went to the top to click the power button. And it felt so natural. And that's today is when I knew, it's like, I'm home. I am literally home with the home button on the top. I went to click it. And the fact that it's just on the side, it is everything I had a gripe about the Pro with the stainless steel being maybe too squared off and not comfortable in hand. The Mini takes away because it's now small. It doesn't hurt. I'm not overreaching. And One thing I learned about the glossy back is I'm not back there. I don't care. But I see the frame.
So you're telling me you don't play around, you don't mess around with the backside of your devices. You're only worried about the front.
Maybe only when I'm wiping it and I want to appreciate it. But even then, the fingerprints.
Wipe the backside of your phone. What are you doing, Randy?
What do you mean?
You gotta keep it clean. You gotta.
See, the fact that the dark one, you can't even tell. I'm trying to get. I'm trying to get it in the frame.
You can't even really tell with the pink, but you know.
The moment Drew and I stopped filming yesterday, and we turned off the studio lights, and we just had the regular office lights on, we pause and we look. I look at his back when we look at the blue, and we're like, it's not that noticeable. It's only when we try to put the perfect light on it and to show imperfections. Could it be fixed? Sure. I mean, I did like the aluminum finish more on the 5, but for the trade off of having a good wireless charging. I'm okay with that. And the frame, aluminum frame, more comfortable. I know it's not premium. It is more comfortable, and it doesn't cut into my hands. And so far, and again, this is only first day impression, so I can't say anything about it. I don't have an issue missing telephoto because the main lens, the main sensor is so darn good. I'm having so much fun with it that even if I punch in just a little bit, I'm willing to take the hit of compromise because when I upload it to Twitter or Instagram, it's going to get compressed anyway. So I'm not going to lose sleep over it. But this, what honestly, and let me know what you feel, having 3 phones now. Yeah, you've had all but the one now, Nick. So I want your opinion on this. One thing that I will say my takeaway with the Mini and just what I'm proud of with this year's lineup is there's really not a compromise.
No.
There's no compromise in regards to functionality. The battery remains to be seen. I haven't really killed it, and I know it's going to be a smaller battery.
I'm in the middle of a test. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this morning I woke up and I was using my phone for a couple hours, and I'm like, you know, I better do a battery test. Typically, my Saturdays are my content creation and content consumption days. Other days of the week, I'm busy working. So definitely Saturdays are the most intense as far as battery life is concerned, because I'm pretty much always doing something on YouTube or always, you know, uploading something or hotspotting or airdropping or whatever. So they're pretty intensive days. And most of the days I'm sitting at my desk here, so I have chargers all around me. So I'm not super concerned. The iPhone 10 right now was getting me about 2.5-3 hours of battery life as just like regular usage. That means like between noon and 3 o'clock with me just regularly using my phone, you know, just having it in my pocket for some amount of time, I'd need to charge it up within that. So the iPhone 12 mini right now has been going for 6 hours and 5 minutes and 20 seconds. It was at 100% when I started the timer. I'm now at 19%. So that's good. It's not Pro Max levels of of battery, which I do miss.
I don't expect it
to be 100% honest. I do miss that a little bit.
I think
it's worth the compromise of having a more comfortable device. And
I would say you said something. I think either we did on the recap of the keynote, or you said something that it kind of stuck with me. Even though I know we've talked about it in length, but you said it this week, and you're like, hopefully this will help me kind of kick my addiction. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, and I like that. I like the idea of going back to using the phone as a tool instead of it just trying to pass time away. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want to say nothing out of turn here, so I'm just going to talk vaguely. But you know, we have some changes that are going to happen with you and me specifically in pretty soon. And I don't want to be distracted and glued to my phone when it comes to better use of our time. Mm-hmm. And just appreciating the architect of the whole thing. When I said perfectly balanced as all things should, this phone it did not give me the issue that the Pro did. It sits up perfectly. It's like I grabbed the 5 and I just sat it up, and it's right. Well, it's probably out of frame now because the video is going to get cut. It's I love it, man. It's so cool. And I will say, I know the camera is misleading it. From my point of view, I like the red that I see from you, and I know it's more faded. The frame.
Oh, yeah, the aluminum is fine. The aluminum.
Give me that on the back like it's an iPhone 7 again, or 7 Pro, or 7 Plus, and
Or just like
that would have been cool.
Literally any other shade of red would be awesome. So
10R red was the best red. I love that red.
10R actually. My sister has an 11 iPhone 11 product red, and so I was comparing those this morning. And this is pink sitting next to the 11 red. The 11 red is like a Twizzlers red. It's like a nice dark like red. In person, in good lighting.
Twizzlers red.
And this is more like strawberry Twizzlers. It's okay. Like, you're in the red. I'd put it at the very, very edge of what I would consider red. Like, if it was one hue lighter, I'd say that's dark pink. But this is as light red as you can get and still get away with it.
It's a pretty faded red. Let me ask you this. Are you going to return and swap it out?
Ooh. I really just want to be done switching phones. I'm so sick. Okay, so guys, August, I had a 11 Pro Max. Okay. Then I went to an iPhone 10, and then I went to an iPhone 12 Pro, and then I went to an iPhone 12, and now I'm on an iPhone, and then I went back to an iPhone 10, and then I'm now on an iPhone 12 mini. I just want to be done. I'm so sick of setting up phones and downloading apps and waiting like 3 or 4 days for everything to index and figure out everything. Like, I just want this to be my phone, but this thing is so ugly. Like,
swap it out, Nick. Swap it out.
I know. So I'm looking right now. I'm definitely going to keep this for a couple more days, but I might be swapping it out for like a green. I'm thinking the green looks really good, and it would match my shirt, the one shirt that I own. It'll match all of my clothing, and it's very nice.
I'm like the green guy in the group. I'm only doing blue. So that's the theme of my phone. This was I called it Talos of Blue. You're welcome, Drew. And you come in my office one more time, Drew, without my permission, I'm gonna charge you rent. So.
Ouch.
That I'm just dropping to see if he's going to listen, which I'm sure he will. So new question for you. I have a new question for you. In regards to now having three out of the four lineup in your hand, are you saying the 12 mini is your favorite because it's the newest, or I guess even more so, are you saying it is your favorite? Where do you you had all three? Where do you stand for your use case, and then what do you recommend for our audience who we kind of know their type of style?
I've been a Pro Max user ever since the Pro Max was a thing. I had a tennis Max, and then 11.
Yeah. 11 you're Pro saying Max. It right.
I'm always
it never rolled off the tongue right.
Tennis Max. Well, they went from Tennis Max to 12 or 11 Pro Max, and then now you have 12 Pro. I get so lost. So like two straight years, 23 months straight, I had the largest phone, 6.5 inches. It had the best battery life. It had the best display. It had the best camera setup. It was beautiful, but it was a lot to hold. And looking back on that time with a larger phone, it definitely was like, it was a two-handed phone, I guess is the only way to put that. You're using it with two hands most of the time, you know, to reach up to corners, you have to use your other hand, and that's fine. If you need the screen real estate, you get the big one. Like, the big one is the no-compromise iPhone. You get the 12 Pro Max, you're going to get LiDAR, you're going to get the best cameras in the world on a smartphone, you're going to get the best screen, 6.7 inches now, it's even better, and you're going to get stainless steel. But for me, right now, how I use my phone, which isn't much, if we're honest, I'm using it for Twitter and YouTube and Instagram once a day. Like, it's not a heavy-duty, heavy-lift device for me anymore. Now that I have a video camera that I'm actually recording videos on, and I'm not solely reliant on a phone to be my main video camera, the iPhone has stepped down in importance in my life, and my iPad, too, right? Like, most of the time, if I'm going to watch them, like, I watched Episode 3 of The Mandalorian Season 2 last night. I didn't watch it on my 12 mini. I didn't watch it on my iPhone 10. I pulled out my iPad Pro and put that sucker on my chest while I was watching it in bed. Like, it was just beautiful because it's the correct device for the correct moment. And instead of having one device that compromises in many different directions, like if I was to use the 12 Pro Max, the 6.7 inch display to watch a movie, it wouldn't be quite as good as a 12 inch, you know, iPad Pro. But you have to carry all around with you. So anyway, I think that this is a compromised device. I am ready to make those compromises right now because that's what I need out of a phone right now. I need something that'll do the basics and nothing much more. Hopefully not ugly pink, though. And at the end of the day, the smaller battery life is going to be a little bit anxiety-causing. Not as much as the iPhone X's decreased battery life over the years, but I think I'll be at my desk most of the time, so I can just leave it plugged in, and I think it'll be fine every day. But
what do you is this the phone you recommend for our audience or people listening? Yeah.
I would say we've been trying to encourage our audiences. We have so much power over our audience. If we make one recommendation, they all do it. I'm sure that's how that works, right?
Enough no. people reach out either to the Twitter handle or to me directly, and I want to make sure
curious.
I'm giving.
They're curious of what we think. But all that to say, what I would say is, we need to be as a community, as a tech community, we need to be more aware of how much time we're wasting on these devices as they get more exciting and they suck us more into the digital world.
Yeah.
I at least have been realizing how much time it's been consuming. And sure. It doesn't seem like a lot in the moment, but when you add it all up and put it in aggregate, it's, you know, 10 hours of your day or more that I was spending, at least between all of the different apps that I was using. And okay, most of those are, you know, background podcasts or background YouTube, but still, it's kind of an all-consuming force, right?
Yeah.
And I don't want that. I don't want that much of my life being sucked into the internet. Because guess what, folks? Sorry to break the bubble on the internet, but the real world is so much better than the internet. Turn off your phones and go on a bike ride. Go outside. You know, go talk to a loved one. Call your grandma. Like, there are so many better things to do than watch tech videos on YouTube. So for people who
but
are
this
looking,
one, watch this
yeah,
one.
Well, watch us, obviously.
Listen to this one, and then
exactly.
You know, just do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. No, but it's more of a mindset and a lifestyle goal that I'm trying to achieve with this. So for anyone who's trying to get more serious with digital minimalism and getting less clutter in your digital life, I highly recommend the 12 Mini because it's everything that you need it. Yeah, you can watch any movie. You can do anything that a smartphone needs you need a smartphone to do. But some of the circumstances are just uncomfortable enough that it might make you subconsciously say, "You know what? I don't need to do that right now. I can do something
else." I'm agreeing with the overall vision of that. What I'm trying to do right now, if for our viewers, not listeners, I am trying to see if I can pinpoint any warping, because I thought I saw some warping, but I guess I don't. I thought I did, but I don't. I don't have it. Okay, so no, like on the glass, ring light made it look like it was. Anyway, it's good. Here's my remedy to circle back on that battery thing you were bringing up.
Yeah.
The reverse thing that I like about the smaller battery is it doesn't take that long to charge it, even on a lower wattage. And I juice it up pretty quickly, and I forgot that's how I used to utilize the 5S as well. It's like it got low pretty quick, plugged it in, and I juiced it just as quick. When it comes to battery, I found a discrepancy though with my phone, and my phone's too small for the wireless charger in my Model 3.
Oh no.
So now I'm gonna build something a finger in height and with, like, a finger resting on the little the shelving of it. I'm going to build something. I'm going to put it there, and then it will reach just fine. But it's too small to hit the sensors of the charging pad. If
it's
I had
not
a magnet,
everything else is just too big. Okay, small is fine.
That's what
folks.
It is. If I had a magnetic holder right there, I would do that.
Or Tesla third party accessory MagSafe. Charger, you just drop, boom,
bloom. Yeah, I'm gonna tinker around with it, but so I have a lightning cable.
Would you recommend this phone? I mean, I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but what are your thoughts on the 12 Mini? I went off for 10
so
minutes.
I'm gonna no, I wanted to hear your input. You're Thank the only you. I value your feedback more than my biased one because. You've had your hands on most of the phones to where, I guess now Drew has two, but he's not here, so I've only had two, And I can tell you from going from 12 Pro or 12 Mini.
The 12 wasn't much different than the 12 Pro.
Right. The aluminum, except, the so, aluminum edges. I guess my, it's a more macro evaluation about the pros and the regulars or non-pros or whatever you want to call it. The number series and the pro series of these new cycles that now we're entering year two with. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I agree with there being a pro lineup. Yeah. I understand why there is, but what this taught me is that you could very easily put the third lens in here and have telephoto if you wanted to. There could be a mini pro, but they chose not to do it because I think everyone would say like that would be the best phone. I understand wanting to, you know, get profit margins and stuff like that. But one thing I've been struggling with overall, just on a bigger scale with these lineups now, is between a Pro and the number series, 11 and 11 Pro. 11 was the best-selling iPhone, to which it rightfully earned. The Pro was just awesome, me biasedly, because I like the midnight green and that matte finish. If you would have, if that's what's constituting as a pro, if you would just take the aesthetics of a matte finish and give us the telephoto and call it whatever the heck you want to call it, I don't care. There, you could do that, and I would much rather they drop Pro and Number Series and they just have the Mini, the Regular, and the Max of that one based off of the needs of what you would want. And if that means the Max has to get the bigger camera sensor, because I saw how big that sucker is last night. It is huge. Too big for me. Even though the camera will eat everything up, the difference is when you do side-by-side, unless you're pixel peeping, you're not really going to see them. And overall, they should clean it up. And they should, not in the sense that it's like, oh, you know, do the minimal, just only one phone, just iPhone, and that's it. I'm just saying, drop the Pro, merge the two, like make the hybrid of the two, take the good things of the Pro aesthetically, put them on the Number Series, and just make a Mini, Regular, and Max of that. And I feel that would better perform overall instead of causing this weird widget between or this divide between the 12 and the 12 Pro, because there's, like you said, it's so similar. So all that to say, on the bigger scale, this is what I've been kind of racking my head around, and I haven't fully concluded my thoughts on this. I don't think I'm a fan of it, but I understand from a business point why they're doing it, and they're experimenting with it. And when they get it just right, they'll probably start merging them again the way they made the much desired real iPhone SE that everybody wanted. Yeah. This is still a little bit bigger than the 5 body, but it's so similar to it. I love this so much. So I would recommend the Mini as the main one. The only way I would recommend not getting the Mini is
if you're stupid.
I would say get the Mini for most cases. Get the Pro if you really don't have a money issue and you're like, oh, whatever. Even if it's a payment, that payment plan.
It's not about a money issue, though. It's like it's just the whole mindset around money, too, right? Of course, I could go buy a 12 Pro Max. No, neither
for $30 a month. Yeah.
Okay. Not even monthly, just outright. But it's just like is that really the best storage money?
No, I mean, but that's subjective. That's everyone's use case.
No, I'm telling you guys what to do with your money. I would say than you about your personal finances.
Absolutely. I mean, he is an accountant, guys. So listen to the accountant. I would say the other thing that I would want from the Pro Series to go back into the Number Series, the non-pros, is the storage configuration. Start at 128. There's no need for a 64. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's another one. So give me the matte, give me the gloss matte finish. Give me the storage configuration. Give me the telephoto and call it whatever the heck you want to call it. I don't really care. Right now we're calling those pros. Okay, fine. I would only recommend the Pro if you And I'm trying to be as object, not as object, but as broad as possible for most people. If people don't have a laptop or an iPad or a Mac or anything like that, and your real computer is your smartphone, I can see the appeal of having either the Max or one of the 12 or 12 Pro of it. Between the 12 and 12 Pro, I would say get the 12. It's either for the Pro series, you either get the Max. If you're going Pro, you know, go Pro. Get in the pool or get out. You know, go poop or get off the toilet. don't dilly dally here. Just get in and get out. You know, either you're gonna do it and get the Max or get the 12. Saves a significant amount of money, and get the Mini if it's a phone to you. It's a smartphone. I would recommend the Mini first on cost basis. I'm biased. Now here's my bias. Overall bias. I no more being as objective and broad. Now here's my bias coming through. I don't like phablets. I don't like these big, thick, clunky things in my pocket. I went running. I run sometimes, guys. Sometimes. Wow. I went running with it just to see what it felt like in my pocket. And it's not whacking around. It's not nothing like that. Everything about the phone... it's perfect. Phones are meant to be one-handed. If you got to use two hands, you got a tablet.
speaking of one-handed use of phones, I think now is an appropriate time to roll an ad that we cut together. And I say we, it was me. Enjoy this ad.
Your thumb. It goes from here to here. This bigger screen goes from here to here. Now, that's either A, an amazing coincidence, or B, a dazzling display of common sense. Pretty sure it's the common sense thing.
Welcome back. I didn't know you were actually going to do that.
I know. I figured I made this ad. I might as well, you know. Put it somewhere.
I like it, but it's. I don't know if it's an ad. It's more of a spoof ad because it's
a parody of an Apple ad. It's a parody Apple product
that Apple we were not paid for. It's not sponsored. It was just Nick did a really cool job, and So,
but that smaller form factor is definitely.
I love the form factor, dude. It
felt like scales were falling off my eyes as I was opening up this phone. Now, the keyboard is something I'm still getting used to, but I'm about 80% of the way there already.
Yeah.
The first text that I sent the group chat from the Mini, there was a typo, and I didn't notice it till a couple hours later, and I was like, oh, this is going to go just so well. But within we'll a few hours,
The most important thing about a phone... I mean, a smartphone for most people would be a camera. Front-facing camera is the exact same. I mean, even the rear-facing camera, but the Max, it's the exact same camera.
Yep.
Give me that on any form factor. Let's do the small one. I was doing a little FaceTime call earlier. Even when I was doing like Snapchat or Instagram stories or whatever, the compression. You can't tell. It's so clear cut. I sent a video
with 5G. They don't have to compress anything. It's amazing.
Okay, let's talk about 5G for a second. just for a second.
Did you find millimeter wave?
I didn't. I wasn't looking for it, but I do just want to talk about it for a second. Just for a second. I saw a use case scenario that happened today between me and my wife, and she had her 10R with her still, so LTE, and I have the Mini. She and I, both of us, were trying to pull up a menu because now you have to do the QR codes for menus and stuff like that. Because we went to go have breakfast with her family, and when we both pointed up, mine did load right then and there to where hers was struggling, and we're both on T-Mobile. So I first went. Because somebody was like, "Well, you guys have the same phone. Why would it be an issue?" And I didn't want to say. I'm like, "Actually, I do got the menu up, and I was the only one who had got the menu." And so then I'm looking. It's like 5G. Nah, I don't know. But today was the first time I saw where it did do something for the positive. With that being said, I have no interest in 5G, and I think I'm just being a grumpy old boomer who doesn't want to conform. But I don't. I much would have rather if we could have saved more money and get rid of this not ugly, but just get rid of this magnet Apple pencil looking thing. If we could have just done that, I would have been okay with that. I feel like this is not the year for 5G. We're trying to make it the year. We, as in like the United States, at certain locations, but I would have been completely cool without 5G.
Is the
still,
year of many other things. It's not the year of 5G.
Yeah, 5G is not. At least I don't know yet, and I'll get back to you. But just as I'm thinking about it right now, 5G is not looking like it's hurting my battery. So
I think there are other things that are hurting the battery, but
background,
they're not being much of a battery.
I want to see what the size of, I'm waiting for iFixit or Jerry Rigged. Yeah. I want to see what is the different size between this and the regular 12. Sorry. So
I also noticed the notch is a little bit more prominent. I've noticed it a couple times, just scrolling through stuff, and it's not in a bad way. I've just noticed that it looks proportionally larger than the iPhone X's notch, just because the ears are smaller. The notch itself is the same size, but the ears are
interesting.
Substantially
smaller. Yeah, I thought we were going to get a smaller notch. We didn't. Yeah. I'm okay with that. I don't really. Yeah. Can you imagine? I'm just thinking about it right now. I'm looking at when this becomes completely notchless in this form factor, the small one. Oh, baby. Oh, Touch ID's back in. Oh, how cool is that?
How cool is that?
When they put Touch ID on the power button,
oh yeah. Also, iPhone 12s power button 3D touch or Touch ID, please.
I will say
this,
Nick.
I'm sick of having to touch my mask because I'm trying to unlock my phone. It's like
about something else I wanted to say. I think this would be if this. I'm trying to decide if I want to stick with the blue, if I want to move to the green as well.
Ooh.
I have until tomorrow to use my reward points that we've been talking about, and I don't mind waiting and returning and sticking with the 11 Pro for a little bit. But I'm trying to make that. I'm trying to make that executive call, and I just don't know because I'm really liking the blue. And to say that I'm being very picky because this might very well be the first phone that I'll hold on to for more than a year. Mm-hmm. And I could be the scenario, like I told you the story about my mom having the same phone for 10 years. I can see myself running this thing to the ground in some capacity until something worthwhile coming up. I'm not ashamed that I upgraded every year because there were needs that I had that they met. And once I got those needs last year, I'm being picky about the small form factor. But the fact that I got the small form factor, I'm going to be picky one more time. And the only way I'll upgrade next year is if we have Face ID. Or whether we do or don't, I would like to keep it. But if you give me Touch ID back, then we really did go back to iPhone 5S, the very first Touch ID phone. And if that happens, I'm set for a while. I don't see a real need to have the best of a camera sensor or anything like that. Because like you said, for you, I got this camera. I got this iPad. And I got things that fit the need of its purpose. And the phone's purpose for me is I want to document things in the moment. When I want to do more professional things, whether we're working like here and whatever, I need this. And I'm not dependent as my iPhone be the one thing catch all environment anymore. I just need it to be
while you totally
good
can,
enough.
Though, like
sure,
an iPhone 10 is
you made it work. You made a webcam out of your phone. That was
it
work.
my point was going to be though, like you can run an entire professional YouTube channel just off an iPhone.
And this is true.
Obviously, having a larger screen is going to make the editing a whole lot more convenient. But still, like, the fact that this little rectangle of glass sandwich with aluminum is...
Your wallpaper is cracking me up, man.
I know. Every time I see it, I smile. Craig Federighi staring into my soul. You can
run
in
that.
How cool is that? That is, it is very cool that you can run an entire video studio out of this. Like, you can do pro audio. Like, the mics on this thing are really good. Like, if you put it up close and you make sure you're not popping it, like, you can get some stellar audio out of iPhone mics these days if you know what you're doing on the EQ side. And then the video, like 4K 60 Dolby Atmos, Color Vision, whatever that HDR thing is, whatever. I haven't actually tried that out yet. I got Final Cut, so I need to see if I can edit it and see how that whole thing works.
But I'm going to teach you so much about Logic.
Ooh. I can't wait to learn everything about Logic. But yeah, you can do everything with an iPhone that we're doing right now. We could run this entire show off a single iPhone. Well, we'd actually, for FaceTime, we'd probably need a second device, but
we'd screen record.
We could do screen recording. Yep, you're right.
I mean, we've gotten creative in the past about how to capture things. We have screen recorded FaceTime calls when we first started doing video. I get what you're saying. What you're getting at is that, like, there is a way. There's a will, there's a way, and these things are more than capable because you. Like I was saying, you were using a phone that's 2+ years old now and still making it work.
2017. It's 3 years old.
It's three. My God, where did 2020 go? But you made it work. And that goes to show the power of these things and how much headspace they have. For once, I'm not itching for A15, Bionic, something, something. And I'm not asking them to slow down. Please keep making the best of the best, Apple. I'm not saying slow down. But what I'm saying is, you've given me
stop making the
enough
competition in so much pain. Like, these poor people.
I know.
give Android just a little bit of help.
Don't you have enough trillions on your balance sheet? Can we just pause for a second? Unpopular opinion, maybe, because I was thinking this too. Unpopular opinion, but I think I'm actually liking the white on the blue.
I was looking at that too.
I think I'm liking it. There's something
minimal about
vintage.
It.
Not vintage, but there's something. It's not elegant. I don't know what it, but I don't. I remember how many times I keep angling my midnight green to try to find the logo to be like, it's an Apple phone. It's like here, and now I can show. Yeah, perfect for you, and now perfect for the camera. There's something about this that just feels pure.
Yeah.
You're watching me gush in lifetime. You know what your phone looks like to me? I think what? I figured it out. There's a hint of orange and there's a hint of a softer, very, very soft pink on there. You're right, it's not red, but it is what's the word? Like, there's a citrus to it.
Citrus, that's a good word for it. Yeah, the first time I saw it was at an Apple store, and it was in sunlight. It was on a full iPhone 12, and it looked more flame to me. It looked a little more orangey than – it was like a red-orange flame color. And I've seen that on this phone a couple times in person, but overall, most of the time, it's either a very light red or a pink, like –
And now you want that mint green looking one?
So the mint green one is I've watched a ton of reviews and stuff on YouTube, and so I'm enjoying the mint green, but I haven't seen that. I haven't like studied that one in person, the same way I did this red one. So I might need to go make a trip and see if I can find a green one.
It's
and
really, really
study
good,
that. But
the black. Looking at Drew's black,
yeah,
There's like a very soft hint of navy blue or something in there.
Really?
So this is blue and for all the right reasons, but I'm getting vibes of slate black again. Ooh. It's not – at first when I looked at it, it's like, is it that jet piano, that black gloss from iPhone 7? Yes. But there's something blue about it, and I don't know if it's the frame or the glass – whatever it is, I don't hate it. I'm loving that color. When I looked at Drew's phone, I was like, that is a very elegant design. It feels it just gives off premium.
Yeah.
Because of that, it was just shiny. But there's a blue hint to it. And I don't know if it's because my lights were shooting different, you know, different Calvin, you know, I don't know, but there was definitely something about it that didn't just feel like pure black. It's definitely not no space gray to be seen. Space gray, not in the equation anymore. Not even in the naming convention. But oh, on the note, graphite. That is a very nice color. I looked at it, I was like, oh.
It's like gray. I haven't actually seen that color in person.
It's different. I thought it was space gray for iPhone 11 Pro. It's not. There is something. And you know what it is? It's the shiny frame in conjunction with the matte black. But I'm looking at this thing, and I'm like, oh. Drew picked the – I would say Drew did pick the right colors. Not just for his taste of whatever, but I think those are top contenders. Graphite is way better than Pacific Blue, way better than the gold. Even though the gold frame is amazing, on the back of it, I think graphite is easily the best looking design of that color for the pros. For the regular one, that black, like I said, there's like a hint there. But in my opinion, blue or that mint green, I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
The white elegance that you get from that pure white still exists with that tint of green. Okay. Yeah.
Part of this whole not loving the pink color that I got, it's in my mind is either going to be mint or white. Typically, I've gotten the white ones because I love the stainless steel. I've had a white 10 and a white 11 Pro just because I love the reflectivity of the steel. And I know that's not going to be there on the Mini. And I was never really a huge fan of the white, but the more I'm looking at the colors, I'm enjoying the simple. It like I want a phone that stands out. Like I'm never like a black phone guy. I did get the iPhone 7 in matte black when that was a thing. But
same.
Basically, since then, I've always gotten a phone that punches in color. I don't want to blend in with the crowd. I typically don't use cases, so I get a phone that's kind of punchy, like white reflective.
Green would look amazing with you then.
Green, I know. So I'm thinking that mint green is going to still have a little bit of color, right? I don't want people looking at me and saying, "Oh, he has an iPhone 12." I definitely don't want them to do that at all.
You want them to look at you and be like, "What phone is that one?"
Exactly. Yeah. So the white one, in my opinion, is probably number two. But I need to see the green in person because I think the white one's a safe option. But
white is always safe. White and black, like pure white, pure black, will always be like timeless colors.
Exactly.
And I think. It's not about even taking a risk, but the white, pure white, and pure black, most times, not every single time, will fit in with any layout, anything. It just blends into anything. And I think it serves its purpose there. But like you, I want my phone to stand out. I want it to be an accent of my overall personality, of my overall design and how I look and my just my appearance and stuff like that. Much like when people walk, "Hey, I like that accent wall." I mean, that's why I have like the olive green curtains when you walk in, because my room otherwise is white, and I control my wall with the lights back here. So that's my way of trying to give an accent to something. But likewise, out and about, I want something that just kind of goes against the grain, which is why I also got really close to getting either product red or the blue Series 6 for a second. The watch.
Oh, the watch. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Product red or blue Series 6. I thought about it. But the thing is, it goes against my bigger ethos of that, like, let's be smart with the money. I'm not reviewing it anymore. Yeah. I wanted to review the Gold Pro, and so I did, but this is 2018 was an amazing year for everything. I don't need a new iPad. I don't need a new watch. And I just hope when that time comes where it becomes more of a need and less of a want, that those colors might be stick around, because I want an accent. I think I want to step away from a relaxed color like black or space gray. This is a great. This goes with every Watchmen I have. But I'm now thinking like accent. Like my ring is an accent and on its own when it changes colors. Just depending on how you look at it. Yeah, and I like that. It's iridescent. So, okay, Nick, I will say this for you. Mint green will. Okay, first of all, specific example of a parody. It's going to fit perfect with your shirt in the pocket, and it comes out. It's going to be perfect. I would love to. I can't wait to see that video when you mocking it if you went like that. So just for that very hyper specific example, worth it.
I see. Okay. Mint.
I will say in person, I think mint green will match or check most, if not every box of what you would want from a design then when it comes from that. But I do also agree that I think you should go in person because no amount of anything I've seen online gives it the right vibe that what you see. And I will say mint green in the Apple Store looks exactly like mint green outside of the Apple Store. So I think that is a good bet as opposed to where you said red looked different. And it is different. Mint green was pretty consistent across the board. Black looked different. Black looks blue outside of the environment. Interesting. So that was interesting. Yeah. I will say this. Hey, Mint Mobile, if you're listening, Mint Mobile, your only phone should be for marketing to talk about, you know, minimizing data usage and all stuff like that. Get the mini and mint green. That should be the flagship – or not flagship, but that should be the spokesman iPhone. Yeah. Or smartphone for Mint Mobile because it fits that ecosystem so well. That one's free. You can write me a check if you want, or you can just sponsor us. But you can use that one, Mint Mobile, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Sponsor is probably better because I like Mint Mobile. So anyway, but yeah, I think I can't wait. I can't wait to see what you end up doing. I just think green will fit pretty well.
Also, part of me is just like, this red is kind of ugly, but it's only 10 months. So.
True.
I could live with it.
Worst of the worst, we can get by in 10 months, and I don't want to upgrade anymore every year.
I know,
I'll be honest.
It's kind of like I've just been upgrading and upgrading and upgrading. It's just like I'm just kind of done. I just want to stick with something. But I will tell you one thing.
Tell me.
Is a 64 gigabyte model.
I was going to ask you. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, wow. Why'd you do that?
Why'd I do that? It was just available, and I wasn't really... I have a 64 gig 10, and I only use like 20 gigs. I don't know why iOS decides to be like this sometimes, but I'm using 63.7 of my 64 gigs again, and 34 of those are indexing and other, and 6 of those are system, and it's just like...
That's silly.
I really hate this.
So I've used 33 gigs. 128, I think, is the best... value for size. Yeah.
See, I really, I totally could get away with it, but it's the stupid indexing and my iMessages are like 50 gigs on iCloud, so it always wants to cache like 10 gigs of iMessages on any device I sign into, and it's like, what? I want there to be like history if I want to go back and find something in iMessage, which I have.
So you don't delete your iMessages?
I don't. No.
I'm trying to downsize the media because that's eating up
the
second most next to the photos. And I think what I'm going to do when we take our series break for between now and series 6.
Five.
Oh my goodness, you're right. Five. We're in four. Okay.
Right
when we take a break, I'm gonna use that time to declutter my photos. I'm gonna do a whole system cleanup from top to bottom manually. And from after I clean it up, I will assess what Mac is the best Mac to get. I will say this: if the rumors are true, go ahead.
I'm gonna share something with you real quick.
Okay.
We had a fan from the show. Possibly Eric sent us in on YouTube best photos app. Anyway, I'll send you a link here and I'll put it in the description. But it's like an app that declutters your iOS iCloud
duplicates
photo library.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. It's not here in the note that I made. But anyway, it's an app. I haven't tried it yet because. There's something like there's a privacy aspect to my photo library that I don't know if I want to compromise yet. Like, I agree. I fairly trust the privacy of iCloud at the moment, although Big Sur has some question marks at the moment in my mind. But I enjoy the fact that all of my almost 50,000 pictures are in somewhere that I consider to be secure. I know Drew trusts Google Photos enough. I don't. So I'm not considering moving anything to Google Photos. And by the way, their free plan is coming soon.
I know.
I was looking at just getting a couple 2 terabyte hard drives and just backing them up twice of a redundant one and maybe shipping one off to a family member in a different state just to have that level of redundancy and then deleting them from iCloud. But
interesting.
Because when I look at my iCloud storage library, like my goal is to get down to 200 gigs at some point.
Where are you at right now?
Right now, 1.2 terabytes. And okay. 300 of those gigs are my grandpa's photo library because he's on my family plan and he also has a significantly sized photo library. So I haven't quite decided what I'll be doing with that. And obviously, just that alone would put me way over the 200 gig limit. I don't know. There's definitely something in the back of my mind is like, I need to clear out more of my iCloud mess because signing in with my MacBook Pro, I've used the Windows side. The Windows partition has 180 gigs and that's fine because it's just Windows. You're only running Chrome and Excel basically.
Right.
But on the Mac side, I've been getting set up with more Pro apps and getting the Mac side a little more built out. And with the 300 and something gigs I have left on the Mac side, it's like, I don't want to sign into iCloud files because if I do that, it's immediately going to fill up my disk and I'll have to reset the whole thing to get it to delete the caches. Yeah. I've done that too many times. And it's iCloud is nice because it sends stuff up and as long as your devices have enough local storage, it works just fine. But when your iCloud storage is larger than your local device storage, there's some really weird things that happen. You get photo libraries, you get this 11 gigs of iMessages that I don't need on my 64 gig phone, but there's no way to turn that off unless I turn off the whole iCloud message feature, which defeats the purpose. So
right.
I don't know. It's just like I need to go through and clean some stuff up as well at some point and get a little more focused. So appreciate you putting that out there.
I saw this video. I don't know if I've ever told you guys about it, but I saw this video that this guy, he does what we do because he's, photographer and he's like,
oh,
he's smart. So clearly smart, good looking, funny, charismatic, and keeps coming back. There you go.
Wow, Drew, that's awesome.
So there's this guy, because he's a photographer, he does the photographer thing of not just taking one photo. He'll and then he'll sift through them. He said when he went back to clear out his photos through iCloud, he said it was like walking down memory lane again because some things he just wants to revisit the history of it and being forced to pick the one and then delete the others. He got to, in that moment, it's like it felt good because it's like, oh, yeah, I remember this. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And so not only was he cleaning up, but then he was using photos for its intended purpose of, going through your archives and stuff like that. It doesn't make sense to – because I'm guilty. I'm speaking only for myself. I think you're like this, Nick, too, but I'm speaking for myself. It doesn't make sense to have 4 of the same video when the only one of them was the one that was like the final final version that I posted it, and the other one was like the intermediate one, but I still kept it. Yeah, and I kept it as a maybe I want to go back to revisit, and that part that maybe he goes in that moment, you are reliving the moment. You're getting the endorphins of oh yeah I remember this, while also like clearing it out. So now you feel good about making space because I have photos, and again speaking for myself. I have photos that are 6 years old that say, I'll come back to this and I'll sort it out then. And it just out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
And when you force yourself to go through it, it's, I like the challenge of minimalism because it forces you to get creative and think outside the box and make small things work. He went from 200 gigabytes to, I think he got it all the way down to like, 53 or 49 or something. I think it was for
going through duplicates.
by going through his duplicates.
Wow.
Because now, again, like I said, he's a photographer, so he would take photos on, say, his DSLR and upload them to iCloud and put them on the Photos app, and he would use that as his medium. But that means he kept the raw photo of it. So there's a lot of data in there. Nothing's compressed about it. So, you know, I don't expect myself to have that situation all the way through, but that was my situation with all my videos for sure. That was 4K at 60, this and that. I was eating up system source like it was nobody's business. But after I saw that video, I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to sit down, go through the last 10 years, and just and clear it out. And it's going to take some time. But I want to go down the memory, just see if I can remember some things, share some stuff along the way if I can find that, and things that are shareable and shareworthy, they'll make their way to Instagram or Twitter, and then it serves its purpose again, because now it's definitely off of your local storage or your local cloud, and now it's on it's on some public domain where it'll never
other
be private ever
can
again.
Enjoy it too. Like, that's part of the problem. Like, I have 50,000 ish pictures. I think it's 48 something, but 50,000 pictures on my iCloud photo library that are there. Like,
yeah,
I know for a fact. I used to have that same problem that you're describing there, where you take like three or four of the exact same picture back when I had a mirrored DSLR. It's where the mirror flips up and down, and I would always take three or four of them because I was never sure if I nailed the focus. So a lot of times I'd be there, I'd go ch-ch-ch, and I'd just nudge the focus ring just a little bit as the burst is going through so that there was a better chance that I could nail the focus. But now that I have the Sony, and this is one of the reasons why I went with the Sony, because it seems always very precise because you have some focus peaking and you can just zzz, and I always feel like whenever I take a picture on the Sony, my challenge is only hit the button if this is something I'm going to put up on Instagram. And so far I've done pretty well. Most of the time I line up the shot and I take one shot and that's the one I post. Now there are some times where I do a couple retakes, but for the most part, if you check out my Instagram, like, most of those pictures were just, you know, getting it all set up, all lined up, making sure everything was right before I hit the button. And I think that is something that the iPhone has taught me, because you can see everything on the phone before. Like, you can see the HDR of the picture you hit the button. Something that even the Sony A6600 doesn't do is it doesn't show you that HDR in lifetime. Takes three separate pictures and merges them. It takes about 8 seconds.
Does mine have that feature?
I think it does. The 64 should have some HDR functionality. I think most cameras do have some HDR functionality, but nothing like the iPhone. Like, the iPhone's HDR, I posted a picture a couple days ago. It was literally a picture of the sun with a blade of grass in the foreground. And the iPhone nailed the HDR so well. The sun is yellow and looks properly exposed, and the sky is blue, and it's like iPhone knows how to do HDR, and it's very nice because you don't have to take 8 pictures to make that nice picture. You can see on the viewfinder of your phone exactly how the picture is going to look, and there are no questions. So a lot of times, more recently, I've been a lot more picky how I touch that's the one.
The only way I can show is I had to lower the brightness a little bit. Look at that.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get it in focus here. But go ahead, keep talking.
Yeah. So anyway,
there we go.
It's that kind of different approach to my photography and videography. Like, a couple weeks ago, months ago, I guess, I was keeping all of the raw files for this podcast.
That
was like literally 30 or 40 gigs every week of data that I was creating. And that's
a beautiful photo, Nick. I'm sorry. I realize how behind I am. I have to like all of them to acknowledge that I've seen it.
The 300 notifications from Instagram that Randy liked every single one of my pictures. Although I hate the new Instagram update. I didn't realize that they changed so much. I went to
everything moved to the top. That's so dumb.
Unless
you have a mini.
I have a small phone. I have a small phone, so I can reach the heart button now.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, you're getting my notifications.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's all about just trying to clear that space, and also me being more involved with the pro apps here on the computer. I am trying to set up my file structure so that I can operate independently of iCloud. Sure. Because that's one of the big problems that I've had in the past working on the Mac is as soon as I turn on that iCloud file sync, which is helpful and nice, just instantaneously it fills up all of the remaining storage of my computer. It says, oh, well, you only have 10 gigs left, so you can't download this file, or you can't do this, or you can't do that, because there's no space left. And it's like, sure. I do need some of those files. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, you know, down to underneath 200 gigs. But I need to be more mindful about what I'm keeping and what I'm just letting go, right? Like, I want to keep a copy of the final project. Now, yeah. Can that copy be sitting up on a YouTube server hosted for free? Sure. So now I don't keep any of the files that we create from any of these shows because, you know, if we switch podcasting platforms and we lose a bunch of episodes like we did when we moved to our current iTunes hosting provider, I can download the YouTube video files and convert them to audio. You know, like, there's no reason for me to keep all of these files around, right? And it's this kind of letting go.
Yeah. It's freeing. It's very liberating. Yes. When you're like, wow, this impulsion that we feel like we always need to take and get more and get more, and to be forced to think outside of that and just be creative with it, it's an exercise of the mind, critical thinking, you know? And I feel like before Apple sheep, because it's Apple, and Apple can change at any point if they wanted to, and we wouldn't be fans anymore. I want us all three of us, to be recognized as always. Like, yes, he's looking at you. I want us to be recognized as people who applied the critical thinking. You know, that we're able to. If you've taken the moment to pause and just assess, does this add value? Do I need this? If you just take a moment to stop going into autopilot mode and you pause and you actually like, why do I need to do this? Why do I need to have this? And if you can answer those things, even if nothing changes externally and you end up keeping it or you're sharing it or whatever, the fact that you stopped and you said, why do I need this, is enough that's enough even to label you as a minimalist, in the sense that you're just, it's about applying that critical thinking. But it's not, it's more than just minimalism. It's about just taking control. You know, yeah. We don't want to be, I think we go against the grain so hard, all three of us, about subscriptions, because it's like, you know, I it's more so I'm rebelling in a way that's like, I don't want you to tell me what I need. I want to be the one that says, okay, fine.
To hold my memories hostage.
Yeah. It's easy to say, get the half terabyte 12 Pro Max and get the best of the best. And I know that's what you want me to do, Apple. And as much as I appreciate the ingenuity that goes into it, no. and I can give valid reasons. I'm not just fighting just to fight, though I could. Why do I need this? And more so than ever before, especially because I saw the transformation happen for all of us individually over the last couple of years, is that there's more to our lives than these
this little
texts.
Rectangle. Like,
yeah, as beautiful as it is, I hold the concept of what Apple believed in, you know, with this foundation of it, that the intersection between technology and liberal arts and everything about just challenging the status quo and the Think Different campaign and all that stuff, that's applicable even to its own company, that I don't want to just be blindly walking with the herd and say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to do subscriptions and upgrade programs and stuff like that. And it's more so than anything else, an exercise of the mind. And
it's just easier to say yes. Like, a well-tuned marketing message makes it easier to say yes than it is to say no. That's why when you walk into a used car dealership, it always feels so hard to say no, and you can't leave, because they're making it so easy to say yes. And there is something to being able to say no to some of Apple's marketing, right? Like, of course they're marketing the 12 mini, and of course that's what I got. But they're probably even more heavily marketing the 12 Pros, right? Like that intro ad with the 12 Pro, you know, with the stars, and it was just
You love that so much.
There's some good marketing there, but even just the whole positioning and product placement of the whole thing, you're saying no to say yes to other things that you deem more important. Now, if you deem having the greatest smartphone ever the priority, then fine. But for me, at least, I have deemed time with family, time with friends, time doing things, time. Maybe it all comes back down to time. Time is the one thing that we all have the same amount of, and none of us are going to have more or less of it in a day. And there's something about being able to tell, just like with a budget, when you create a budget and you tell your money where to go, and it's satisfying to tell your money where to go before, you know, you look at the end of the month and you're like, where did all my money go? It's very satisfying to say, no, I'm going to only charge this phone once during the day. And in approximately 10 minutes, when my 14% of battery life goes out, I'm going to be done for the day.
And that's okay.
I'll get your text messages tomorrow. That's okay.
I think the iPhone Mini is, I think that's more so on a philosophical level why I'm so passionate about it, because it's so against the grain. Even if people who don't think the way I think,
against the status quo.
I don't know. I think so. I think just in general, if you put that neck to neck with the 12 Pro Max, spec for spec, I guess on paper the 12 Pro Max is supposed to win, but for everything else, it's barely. Like it's more affordable. If you're in the market for a new phone, it's just different. I was convincing my Mike, you had him on the Space podcast. Mike was like, "All right, try to convince me on getting the Mini," and I said, "This is the phone Steve Jobs would have approved because of his vision of think different. Like everybody can, you know, put more in a bigger body, but how creative can you get with a smaller shell?" And it's just the fact that I want, like I told you last week, I want to vote with my dollar and say that do more things like this. Even though I'm letting go of telephoto, I'm letting go of the default 128 gig, which would have been awesome to have, and I'm letting go of matte glass. I'm gonna prove to myself that those were never deal breakers. That I've above midnight green being my favorite color, this size was the most important thing to me. And it's just you're going against the status quo in the sense that every other phone manufacturer is not doing this. And now, much like the Notch, I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing smaller phones start resurging again. I'm hoping this thing sells so well, we see more phones resurge that way. And I'm hoping this does so well, Apple does it again next year. And I will be okay, even if they did a promotion or whatever they would want to call it for the next phone. I would be okay if... even if they did it, I stay with this one just because my critical thinking is now about, can I just get by with what I have? Absolutely. I could get by with the 11 Pro and
you can get by with I'll
the 10S. The 10S, we can get by with it. The things that I've – so you said spend time with family, for example, is something you deem more valuable with your time, to which I agree. I would say also when it comes to voting with your dollar – I'd rather put that time, if I have to make an expense for a product, into a better Mac. Now with the M1 chips in existence and stuff like that, that we'll soon see what will happen with those. I want to see where that grows. I'm still more excited about the Mac lineup than iPhones this year, but I'd rather vote and say that this is more important to me, and it might get lost in the wind and nobody will care, and this will be a one thing with the minis, and maybe MacBooks will turn out like crap, who knows, but I would rather put the money that I would have kept trying to dump into a 12 Pro or 12 Pro Max, like the Mac I need, because now like I need a genuine workhorse to work for me, and the iPhone at the end of the day is not going to be my editing suite. It's a toy. There's nothing. The only thing the iPhone does that none of my other products do is SMS and phone calls. That's it.
Yeah.
Everything else I could do on my iPad. I could do on the Mac.
Well, even then, you can get plug your iPhone 5S pop your SIM into the iPhone 5S, and you can text from your iPad or Mac or whatever, too. So you could connect your Apple Watch to a 5S, too.
But now I don't need. So. No need. Here's my new 5S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to see how many more people.
The perspective.
Yeah. I'm excited to see how other people who don't, obviously don't, I would say they don't think like us, because I've heard them say, like, I like the big best in the best. I'm excited to see how – I haven't seen any real negatives yet. And I'm not going to be blind to say that there isn't any negatives. I'm sure we'll hear critiques about the battery. But, again, it'll just charge quicker, too. I'm excited to see what the long-term success of this phone will be. Because if it turns out to be as well as we all like it, I know Apple's listening to all of us collectively. They might not be listening to us specifically, but collectively.
Oh, yeah,
we're in a commercial, right? Is that what you're going to say?
How neat is that? How neat is that?
How neat is that? More Craig memes, please.
I know. More Craig memes, folks. We just need a whole Apple event where it's just Craig doing memeing things.
Somebody did the whole thing instead of 5G, M1.
I saw that.
Oh, I love it. So, in a couple days, I will be getting my HomePod minis.
Oh, have they not delivered yet?
No, they're not the same day. They're coming in a couple days. And I will report back. I'm sure I'll do another unboxing. I'll do an unboxing stream thing on this channel, but I'm curious. This is a product where I'm completely emotionally detached from. It'll be cool to look at, but I don't know if it's going to be a review thing or if I'm actually going to hold on to them. So I've never really you had a HomePod, right?
I had a HomePod for less than 24 hours. I hated that thing.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, I just couldn't get it set up. I'd never set up the Home app before. And I'm like, all I want to do is just use this dang speaker. And it's like, no, set up the Home app. What's your address? Pick a picture. And then, like, it wasn't working with the Wi-Fi setup that I had at the time. And I was just like, it took me like an hour and a half to get a single song to play. And I was just so frustrated I returned it. I was like, this is not good.
I don't think the HomePod Mini will be useful if I can't play Spotify or YouTube music. So that's something I will remain at the end of the day. If I can't do those two, because if I could do one or the other, because I got both, if I can't do that, I'm not going to keep it. For it to play stereo sound on my Apple TV would be cool to check out. Not going to keep it. I got my monitors here for my actual audio. So that's where it's. I'm hoping that there's more integration with third-party applications. If it starts taking the same, like, no, we're going to be really tight because Spotify tried suing us and this, if they start doing all that, I voting with my dollar, I can't keep it just because it won't fit my lifestyle. People who have Apple Music, oh, they're going to have a blast, I'm sure. I'm sure, but that's not me. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, as we round out the show here, I should give a little battery update here. We started the show with 19%. I'm now at 14%, and we've been going for 7 hours and 9 minutes. So
I want to do that experiment, but I have yet to charge the phone 100% yet.
Yeah, and I didn't turn on low power mode. I've seen that pop up a couple times. I'm like, no.
Here, I'm going to.
I know it would be better with low power mode. What's the worst case scenario here is a daily usage.
That's a good example. You know why I think Mini works for you right now? Same reason for me. Just if you're going to be working from home anyway, we have the means to not really lose the battery. And if we're out and about, I'd rather – like when you come to San Diego, I'd rather – when we go out either to restaurant or we go to Lake Murray or hike, whatever, I'd rather I'm hanging out with you as opposed to just being glued into my phone.
Exactly.
You know? And I really want to break that habit.
And there is like a little bit of – as Tesla owners would say, range anxiety that kind of comes with a smaller battery, where I'm like, there was one instance where I know with a larger screen phone, I probably wouldn't have even thought about it. I was watching YouTube videos. I was messing around in the kitchen. And normally I just leave the screen on and, you know, it's just a YouTube video. I have an AirPod in, so it's just sitting over there. I'm not even close to it. And it just has the screen on. But this time, this morning, I was like, No, let's turn the screen off.
Who's getting creative? You are.
I know. So that's some good behavior modification stuff that's happening to me, right? Like, I don't want to be the person who, you know, uses the phone that much. So any little instance where it's like, I might not be able to use it in 3 hours if I, you know, don't do that.
So, critical thinking is being applied to the fact that you're planning ahead. You're kind of planning out the day in advance, which is kind of good. I like that. People think that's a negative, but you know what that reminds me of? That's a military lifestyle type of environment where there are times where we have planned our day 24 mm-hmm. hours all in advance, and that it's like, okay, here's what will get us through, so forth and so on. And some people just they don't build their schedule out that way. And admittedly, I haven't used the schedule format like that for some time, but I think I'm going to try it again once you know I start working completely independently, because I like that structure. And
you got to have some focus too, right? Like that's the biggest thing I'm concerned about.
Focus.
You know, if content creation is more of a full-time job, I don't know how Drew doesn't just end up on YouTube watching YouTube videos all day.
Not all day, but he was multitasking, and he admitted that he was not really being efficient at that point. He wasn't giving anything 100% of his time at that point.
Exactly. You know? And like there's it has to come from within. Like working a 9-to-5 job or whatever, I think we're totally off the Apple topic now, but who cares? But working like one of these more structured type jobs, the structure doesn't come from within you. You're just operating in a structure. But with more content creation type roles, that structure does have to come from you. You have to get your butt out of bed at whatever time you set your alarm for and come work and do something creative, even though there is no boss. It's that entrepreneurial mindset that
I love it though. That feels me.
This phone, to tie it all back to Apple, this phone will help me achieve that.
I'm going to tie it back. Like, an iPhone Mini is the reason. iPhone Mini will make you more productive with your day.
It will. It will.
So now that you answered my very first question, how's your day going, Nick?
You know, it's going really well. I'm just having a wonderful day today.
I'm the better looking version with the better looking mindset. Yeah. I agree.
Three of us on this show currently. Drew's, for all those audio listeners, Drew's definitely here. He's just, we have him muted.
We turned his mic off.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he talked enough. I'm punishing him for hijacking my spot. I look forward to seeing. I'm glad you and I got to kind of get our first impressions out, and I look forward to hearing what Drew has to say, maybe on a dedicated video when he gets back home. For anybody of our listeners and stuff like that, I'm curious to know your guys' thoughts as well. Let us know over on Twitter is probably best bet. If you're watching the video, if you're here with us, seeing us, hi, how you doing? Hello. At you, good looking and all. How you guys doing? Let us know in the comments. But otherwise, talk to us on Twitter, whether on the handle or individual ones. Like, how do you feel about these phones? Did you pick up one of these phones? Mm-hmm. Are you picking up one of these phones? What is your thoughts? Why? If you did get the mini, why? I think it's easy to understand why people would get the bigger one.
Exactly.
If you are in the market for the mini, why? Let me know. Let us know.
Yeah,
because
there are other reasons than what we just described here.
We used this episode to talk about why for us, why for you, or is it the same? This is my improv on the spot survey try to figure it out. Let me know. Look at that. Oh, how neat is that?
How neat is that? All right, Craig. All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah.
See you in the next one. Bye.
We'll see you in the next one. Take care. Bye bye.
How cool is that?
Stop. Hang on. Wait. One more thing. Still got it. Good luck.
Woo! Outlet!